This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke is out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got a special hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in follow-up to the loss of our good friend and so many who had respected and admired this man, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. We last spoke to Dr. Linda Isaacs not too long after he had passed, and it was just a shocking, traumatic event for us all, very emotional and raw. And I have great appreciation for Dr. Linda Isaacs and her willingness now to come back on and talk a little bit more about not only what has transpired, but even a little bit of the history of how we got where we are, how she got where she is, and working with Dr. Nick all those years and moving forward to help those who still need help. And there are plenty of us out there that do. So, Dr. Linda Isaacs, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Robert. I really appreciate being here.
Well, I appreciate you so much. And of course, you know, even outside of all the interaction I had with Dr. Nick over the years, we would touch base and have you on here, as well as you were able to participate in the quest for the cures, the truth about cancer, and even getting to see you, of course, up there at the memorial service as such. And I know a lot of folks, before we get into a lot of the history with you, we're going to, you know, wonder, as do I, how are you holding up as well? And maybe a couple of questions about things that we don't know yet about what happened to Dr. Nick Gonzalez. So first and foremost, how are you holding up in the transition?
Well, I'm just taking one day at a time and doing the best I can. I've been praying probably more in the last month than I have in quite some time before that, just to have the strength to take care of things and do what I need to do. So we're doing okay, and as I think you and I have talked before, I just am determined to keep the work going and take care of his patients, my patients, do the best I can for all those that are following his program, and again, just keep it going. That's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I will do.
Well, Dr. Isaacs, wouldn't it be easier, not that you take the easy way out, that's not what I'm insinuating, but at a certain point you say, wow, this journey I've been on with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and suddenly he's gone. To carry that forward, I mean, did any part of you say, you know, maybe I should just run away and hide, because this is almost too big? I mean, I just think about all of the people that now look to you with the loss of someone like Dr. Nick, and you know, I guess the prayerful side must give you a lot of strength.
Well, I certainly look back on this last 6 weeks, and I'm grateful to God for all the help he has given me. I've always looked at this work as, you know, something that was put in my path, that it would be, you know, that I have a moral obligation, a responsibility to follow it forward, because I've seen too many patients do well, and there's no other explanation for their doing well than this therapy. And when I look back on all of the problems and issues that, you know, Nick and I had over the years in terms of outside opposition and et cetera, and see everything that we've come through, I truly believe that I guess to borrow a phrase from a movie, I think, you know, I'm on a mission from God. I feel like I need to do this. I want to do this. And when I see people when I see the people come in my office that are doing well and whose lives have been changed, I can't turn my back. I can't walk away.
Well, it isn't the path of least resistance, but perhaps you can find the path of least resistance within a path of a lot of resistance, as you said, the opposition to the kind of work that you both have been doing for so many years is such that, you know, lesser folks that don't have the tenacity or the commitment, as you said, a moral obligation or a mission from God, would walk away and say, no, it's too much. It's too much of a burden. And, you know, as I know, I prayed for you as well when this was going on, because as much as I miss Dr. Nick, and we all do, I recognize those of us who are left behind still have a burden to carry and a mission to carry forward. And I saw you and I said, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want all of this put on you, but I hope that others are also helping you. And I pray also for someone like you to come when you join Dr. Nick in his mission.
Well, I agree with that. I certainly hope the right person comes along. And, you know, I've gotten lots of help from lots of people. My office staff, for example, has just been wonderful, just rising to the occasion and doing everything they could. But one thing I was reminded of as you were speaking is that I got a note from a patient, lots of notes from lots of patients, the one in particular. And he said, you know, he said that he had just started his program and he feels like he's already doing better. But then he said, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility to Dr. Gonzalez to do my program as best I can because I am part of his legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that, and I've heard from a number of his patients as well that listen to the show regularly, and they have echoed that sentiment. That, and I kind of sense that Dr. Nick on the other side is going, now, you know, I've taught you guys, I've taught you all well, and speaking to his patients as well, you don't have me to lean on in the same way. Dr. Linda Isaacs is there, but Dr. Linda has a great big responsibility as well. That some of the times that people would be able to call Nick up in the middle of the night, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. And it's not that you're not capable of doing that without those calls. The point is sometimes we are asked to step up another notch, so to speak, in our own pathways to health and healing. And the burden is not only on the doctor, but on the patient as well.
Well, I must admit that one of the things that I have thought about suggesting to your listeners is to, you know, take care of your doctor, because I do feel, you know, Nick characteristically overworked, and I was actually reading an article about him that was done many, many years ago, and he almost made a joke out of it that, you know, he would recommend to his patients that they have a good work-life balance, but that he didn't follow it himself. And that's not, I hope to have something different in my own life, just because I feel that if I do have a work-life balance, that I can be more effective for my patients. And, you know, I've had most of his patients have just been wonderful. In fact, I worry that some of them are hesitating to call when they should call because they have some issue that I could indeed help them with. But most of them have been wonderful. But, you know, I had a few people that, you know, I'd be returning their calls at 8:30 at night and they're chit-chatting, you know, as if they don't recognize that I need to go home and I need to go to sleep. So I do hope that your listeners would hear that and that at least some of them would say, you know, I do need to consider my doctor's time as well as
yes,
my own needs.
Yes. Well, and I think that's an important consideration. And as a healer, you know, who has dealt with patients, you know, from a homeopathic perspective, it's a difficult task to embrace yourself as a healer and want to help folks. But at the same time, if they're reaching out and then not, let's say, going in a direction that's very relevant to what they need to know at that moment. Because, as you said, we can call it chit-chat or a distraction, whatever it is. It's one of the most awkward places to be, because that is where we could be accused of having a bad bedside manner. It's like, well, you know, that wasn't very nice. It's like, no, I'm just trying to stay pointed and directed and focusing all of your energy, as I am focusing my energy, on your health, healing, and recovery. And as I said, there are times where people take things personally that they should not. And it, again, there's no easy way to say it. Sometimes you have to be a little bit stern as a physician, and it isn't to be mean, but it's literally to say, this is my energy. I'm devoting every bit I can. I cannot You know, again, Dr. Nick, of course, he had friendships with people, and we would chat on a lot of different topics and manners, but the point is, when you're reaching out for help, be ready to receive the message however it comes, and then take it into prayer as well, prayerful contemplation or meditation, because a lot of times it's not just the words that are said, it's about the energy that is exchanged.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll let that sink in, because I've been there, Dr. Isaacs, and I feel for you in that regard. So I hope that message will land as well. Now, I want to go back into some of your history, because it goes back many years. But before we do, I have to ask the questions now, as you know, being on the radio and be able to communicate this to so many. People are asking, they're wondering, they're speculating a lot of things. And, you know, I'm clearly suspicious of the mystery surrounding his passing. Yet there are some plausible explanations based on some of the things, like you've talked about his penchant for overwork, and I talked with him about it. I'm sure many of his friends did. But is there anything more definitive that we can communicate about his untimely passing?
Not that I know of. The information on his website is all that I know at this point. An autopsy was done. There was no obvious cause of death, and some tests are outstanding to try to further determine, you know, possible issues. It's his wife that they would be communicating with, not me, and she has not further communicated anything else to me. I'm sure she would.
Okay.
So as of this time, nothing further is really known.
All right, but there was no obvious coronary occlusions or anything that would say, screaming out to say, oh my gosh, there was something we didn't know, and there it was.
That's correct.
Okay. And one other thing about the book he was working on, of all, you know, he would come on here and say, go ahead, match my cases, the importance of follow-up. Is this more a question for his wife, Mary Beth, or is that something that is an ongoing, plan to complete?
Well, it's more of a question for his wife, Mary Beth, because it's his intellectual property, and she is the person who's inheriting that intellectual property. So in terms of timing or what the exact plans are, that would certainly be a question for her. I know that I've heard her say that it's a high priority to move forward with that, but exactly how that will happen, I don't know. She certainly had her hands full, as you know, all of your listeners who've lost loved ones can understand that she's had her hands full with everything she's had to deal with so far.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, it's overwhelming the way this happened, and, you know, so unpredicted. All right, well, obviously our support for you, her, all of anybody who's working on that, because I think that is a big part of his mission, even as he is transitioned on to another life. We're going to take a break here. We have Dr. Linda Isaacs here, a little bit of a retrospective in honor of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. We'll hear about the history, how they connected in the early years, after we come back from this break.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, special edition as we cranking up the work week for some of you a little late because it was Labor Day weekend with Dr. Linda Isaacs. And she has a website as well, LindaIsaacsMD.com, LindaIsaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S-M-D.com, and it will have links that will become more and more active as time progresses and how to even become a patient should that be something you're feeling a pull toward. Also, of course, a lot of the information is still viable and available at Dr.-Gonzalez.com, and the staff that work with them both, many are still there working hard to keep everybody well, get everybody well as well. So, Dr. Isaacs, again, thanks for joining me post-Labor Day weekend. It's really great to hear from you.
Well, thank you for letting me be here with you.
Well, let's go back to the early years, how you all connected. I mean, many people are familiar with Dr. Gonzalez's story, how he hooked up with Dr. Kelly, just the history we've covered over the years together. Not as much detail known about how you connected and what drew you in to do this work. As I said, it wasn't the easiest path you could have chosen.
Well, I actually met Nick when I was a medical student in Nashville, Tennessee. And some of you might wonder how in the world did Nick Gonzalez, a definite New Yorker, wind up in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, he had gotten started with his Kelly Project, as he always called it, when he was a medical student at Cornell. He had met Kelly, if I remember correctly, between his first and second year of medical school and had been working on that project from then on. And when it came time for him to start applying for residency programs, because his project had not put him in the best relationship, so to speak, with many of his professors at Cornell who thought he should be doing something else, when it came time for him to be getting recommendation letters for residency programs and the like, it was hard for him to get into any of the slots in New York City because he didn't get those recommendation letters that he needed. And so he wound up matching, as it's called, the residency programs are done through a computerized system where people are slotted into different locations depending on their choices and the choices of the residency programs. And he wound up at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. That was not his first choice. He would have rather stayed in the Northeast. Now, I myself, when I was applying to medical school, did not apply to any place north of the Mason-Dixon line because I don't like cold weather. And so I had applied to a number of different places in the South, and Vanderbilt was one of them. I went there. I had a wonderful time there. It is an excellent medical school. And while I was there, I met Nick Gonzalez. When I walked into the first day of my internal medicine rotation on October the 31st, 1983, there he was. He was the intern on the team, and he really stood out. You know, he walked fast and he talked fast and he got things done quickly. He was very efficient, very bright, very clever, obviously brilliant man. And on the last day of the rotation, he actually asked me for a date, which at the time I said no because I was dating somebody else. But then a few months later, we had lunch, and that's when I started to learn about the work that he was doing, his Kelly Project. And I learned that the reason why he was so efficient and always dashing out the door as quickly as he could while getting his work done, he never slacked on his work.
Mm-hmm.
But he was dashing out the door because he was trying to get home to work on his Kelly Project some more, and that would involve calling Dr. Kelly to chat, calling patients, following up on all the things that he'd done as a medical student. So I heard about his Kelly Project, and what I heard was really riveting because I was, being a medical student, I was seeing patients in the hospital, patients with cancer. And so I could recognize the difference between the outcomes that he was talking about with the Kelly patients versus the outcomes that I was seeing in the hospital. Just as an example, there was one case, and these cases are all described in his book, One Man Alone, that's now available about his research about Dr. Kelly. For example, there was a patient with prostate cancer that involved just about every bone in his body, it seemed, from the scan reports. And this gentleman was admitted to the hospital for pain control. He was incredibly sick. And he went home. He got himself onto the Kelly program, and at the time that Nick was working on all this, it was 7 years later, the patient had recovered, and he was playing in a ragtime band and working part-time. And, you know, this is the sort of story that just boggled my brain. You know, I was amazed.
That's the human element. I want to get to that. We've got to take a break here. We're going to continue this story and how Dr. Isaacs connected with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and where it went from there. It's a fascinating backstory we haven't covered in depth on the show. So when we come back, stand by. Great stories ahead.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we were just talking with Dr. Linda Isaacs about one of the patients. It's written up in One Man Alone, Dr. Nick's description of his experience with Dr. Kelly. You're talking about the Kelly Project, how you met at Vanderbilt, and then you're starting to learn about these other cases outside of the hospital setting of people getting well. This guy, what did you say, he was ravaged with prostate cancer and more, and now he's back playing with his ragtime band. The impact that would have on a human should be significant, but let me just say that a lot of the doctors, including some of my friends I knew going through Emory University back years ago, they were so lost in their indoctrination and their training and their hazing to become a doctor that they often couldn't see or feel those things anymore. They had to shut down from experiences like that.
Well, I think you have to bear in mind, I mean, your average medical student, resident doctor, has worked many, many years and put in a lot of time and energy, financial strains. You know, they've got their debts to pay and their families to raise and all that. And so it's really easier to just, when you hear about something like the cases that Nick was pulling up, to say, oh, it's a fluke or it's a spontaneous remission, whatever that means.
Sure, easier to dismiss than embrace, and something was happening for you that caused you to not dismiss it.
Well, perhaps, you know, I may have been somebody that was a little more willing to believe that not all value came from within the medical school walls.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mother had always been interested in nutrition, and some of that washed off on me. And another experience that I had, I worked in a biochemistry lab as an undergraduate, and we were working on a particular obscure protein that may or may not have a role in emphysema. But the reason why that whole thing is relevant is that when I was in medical school, something about that obscure protein was presented in a lecture as an absolute fact when I knew that it was a theory that hadn't been proven yet. And it made me wonder, well, how much of what they're teaching me is actually correct and how much of it is something that the, you know, time will wash away.
Wow.
Supposedly, in 20 years, half of what you learn in medical school will no longer be correct. Actually did a study to that effect. It's more about the treatments as opposed to the diseases. I hope I haven't made all your audience insecure about their doctor's knowledge.
No. Believe me, this is something you might imagine on this show we cover. We don't hold back on it. We rather have people have their eyes open. And I think that grand disillusionment, if you will, must occur in order for us to embrace healing again. That's where, you know, I've had friends that go through the medical school. Most of them became very shut down, and eventually, years later, they, you know, if they're still your friends, they'll open back up as they have. And in your case, again, I'm just amazed that it happened so early on. It doesn't happen that way every day. Of course, not everybody meets a Dr. Nick Gonzalez as well. So there's a lot of things that happen here, you know, maybe divinely inspired. But regardless, as you have the early years with Dr. Nick, and I mean, could you see that this would form a lasting partnership at that point? Did you have that vision at that point?
That's kind of a tough question. I mean, it's certainly, I don't know how many of your audience actually knows that Nick and I were married at one point. It's mentioned in some of the, you know, articles that have been written and et cetera, but we were married in 1985 and were together as husband and wife for the following 5 years. You know, during that time, he finished up his Kelly book and had tried to get it published, wasn't able to, and then came to New York to set up a practice. And during that same time, I had completed my medical internship and then wound up developing something along the lines of a chronic fatigue syndrome. By the time I got to the end of my internship, I was really physically ill. I wasn't functioning terribly well, but I always did what I could, so to speak. And so I was involved with him as he was setting up his practice in New York, helping out however I could, even if it was only printing up diets and protocols for the patients as he was getting them started on the program. And then my health improved. I went back and finished up my residency. During that time, Nick and I wound up separating as a married couple and eventually getting a divorce, and both of us are, you know, happily remarried. But the commitment to the work always remained, and just as, you know, divorced parents may create a new relationship just in taking care of their children, I always felt like our practice was our child, you know, that that we had to get along. And, you know, a lot of the stresses between us really, I think, came about just because we were in the same business. And he would want to talk about enzymes at 2 a.m. You know,
yes.
there was a limit to how much of that I could do, and
sure.
So then I would get grouchy, and we would kind of ricochet off one another. So you know, in retrospect, we worked much better as a business partnership than we did as a marriage. But
right.
We were able to make the best out of it all and work together. Really, as I would put it in a much simpler version, we worked together one way or another since 1985. So, you know, I was an editor on the early versions of his One Man Alone manuscript. I helped, like I said, in any way that I could. And then when I finished my residency, I came back to work with him again. And then we were able to move into an office space in 93 that helped me begin to be able to see patients because I had office space at that point.
Well, and you had began your recovery in earnest, of course, through the chronic fatigue and all the things that you had suffered. So you were stronger and able to take on some of the practice as well.
Exactly. I mean, by then I had completed my medical residency, which, you know, as most people know, is a pretty rigorous business. So I had completely recovered from that chronic fatigue at that point. Although I still have to take care of myself.
Sure.
With any program like this, you know, it's not possible to go back to the way of life that got you sick. You know, I've got to eat organic and take my supplements and do my detox and all that. And I can feel a little bit of that fatigue start to try to sneak back if I don't.
Sure. So if you continue on your work together, and again, I've heard stories such as this where people, it didn't work out marriage-wise, but end up working together outside of marriage, and it's much better. It's like that was what's supposed to be for, you know, whatever reason, and it continues on. And this work is that important, as you've, you know, revealed your commitment to it as well and through the years you worked together. So as you continued to practice in New York and began to see patients, of course, you know, Nick became more well known with the books that were published and interacted with many people, some very famous, as we know, and, you know, including Suzanne Summers, that became very close friends and such and had overcome so much. And we recognize the brilliance of Dr. Nick Gonzalez as well. And how do you take that information? Again, you've been working with it for years. It's not like you just stumbled onto it, but now it's you. I don't want to overemphasize that, but if you know what I mean, right now it's like Dr. Nick has moved on. You have the practice here as well. You have the principles in healing. You carry them on. You're not wavering from your commitment. And what is it that you, I guess, I mean, maybe I'm just thinking we're probably still in the midst of figuring out how do you do this new part of your life now? How do you manage it without that partner?
Well, it's going to be a time of transition, that's for sure. I miss him terribly every day when I go into the office because, you know, he and I would always bounce issues back and forth, bounce cases back and forth, you know, talk about things as we went through the day, and I don't have that anymore. And that is hard. So I certainly miss him, but at the same time, you know, having worked together for so long, I do feel like I can, you know, I know that he certainly trusted my clinical judgment as I trusted his, and I can, you know, will do my best to continue to just take care of the patients. I think in terms of what do I bring that is perhaps a little different from him?
Sure.
I don't really know. I guess perhaps that I've always tended to read more of the what you might call the popular self-help books than he did. And for example, I just finished a book about habits called Better Than Before, Mastering the Habits of Our Everyday Lives. And it's a book about creating good habits. You know, if you think about it, if your habits of eating properly are truly habits, then it becomes something you don't have to think about all the time. It's just something that you naturally do. So, you know, a book on creating habits seems to me that it might be useful, you know, or some of the principles in it may well be useful for the patients that I see. So I suppose, you know, perhaps I think about that kind of thing in a different way than he did. I don't know.
Sure.
He was such a brilliant man and in many ways such a Renaissance man that it's hard to even imagine filling his shoes or filling his shoes in a different way. But I think things will evolve as I go forward.
Well, and you maintain the commitment to helping those who have sought out your help. And that's really, again, the mark of a true healer. We know that. And the baseline, of course, with all of the things that he has done and you have done together, do you still have access to some of the more, dare I say, esoteric components of the analysis and testing methodologies?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, that goes forward, absolutely. I mean, I have a long-standing working relationship, just as he did, with the people that do that work. And the supplement company that supplies our patients is doing fine. I know some of the patients have been a little worried about that. But really, I think the components of the treatment are still in place and functioning as they ever did.
Okay, that's good to hear. And have you reached out to other physicians, or have other physicians reached out to you? If not, like we've talked about, to come work with you, but, you know, to lend a hand or check in, or did you have some colleagues out there that may not have been as connected that through this chain of events that have occurred that you may have become closer to because of this? I mean, these are the life changes you can't predict.
Well, what I'd say there is that it's been so busy so far that I've just been, you know, treading water as fast as I can, so to speak. It's starting to settle down, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, initially it was, of course, a huge shock. And I have had some people reach out to me. I'm sure that there will be more in the days and weeks to come.
Well, we got to reach out. I apologize to take a break here. We're going to be back to wrap up this very special hour with Dr. Linda Isaacs, acknowledging and honoring our friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez, as well as moving forward in healing for all those who still are here with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
As we spend this hour in honor of Dr. Nick Gonzalez, as well as in gratitude to Dr. Linda Isaacs for her carrying on the great healing work and you know, also in her own way, we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge Mary Beth, his wife, and the role she played in helping him continue as long as he did at the pace that he did. And I joke with Dr. Nick, as I'm sure you did, we all did, said, you know how hard he works, you got to get out of here. And I was so glad every time he went down to Sanibel with her, because he would never leave if it weren't for her.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And I really, over the years, was thinking so many times that she was one of the best things that ever happened to him, because she did drag him away for vacations, and you know, she really took great care of him. She did a beautiful job at the funeral with her eulogy, mm-hmm. talking about him. It's so obvious how devoted she was and is to him.
Yes. She you know, acknowledged that she had dreams and visions of life, and then when they got together and she saw what he was doing, what he was here to do, that she, you know, sacrificed with the love that she had in her heart to do what was so important for the rest of the world. And my heart goes out to her and her entire family and all the love that we have and appreciation for her as well. And you know, everybody plays a role in these lives, and you know, here to, whether it's overtly to make changes on the planet for the better, or whether that just is an inadvertent benefit of what we've done, because we're on a mission, as you said, a mission from God. And I appreciate you so much as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to remind everybody that you can still go to the website, dr-gonzalez.com. It's linked up. There's a lot, even case histories listed there. If you haven't gotten the book, One Man Alone, as well as What Went Wrong. Dr. Isaacs, as I said, we are all concerned, as is Mary Beth, acknowledging that the case histories will make their way out to the world so that more will learn. And if you're a young doctor and you're so inclined and pulled in the direction to reach out, perhaps maybe that's something you want to do as well. And patients that are out there that still need help, Dr. Isaacs is still there, and we have Linda Isaacs, MD, as the website that you can reach out to should you desire that help, whether you're in New York, want to travel to New York. And would that be fair to say? I mean, I don't want to overwork you, Dr. Isaacs, but there are a lot of people that need help.
Well, we're certainly doing our best to take care of the current patients and new patients that look like they're people that are willing to do the work involved with this protocol. So, you know, what's involved with the program is all spelled out on, currently it's spelled out on the dr-gonzalez.com site, dr-gonzalez.com site. But we're definitely open for business. One thing I wanted to, you know, it occurred to me as you were talking about young doctors that might be interested in doing this, is that I've always strongly felt that any doctor that does this, you know, that teaches people about this program needs to be doing it themselves. I don't think it's too easy to talk about things like taking a lot of supplements or detoxification, coffee enemas, liver flushes, all the rest, if you haven't personally experienced it. I know that one of the things that's kept me going with my practice is that I personally have derived tremendous benefit from this protocol. I can't imagine what would have happened to me if I hadn't met Nick and gone on this treatment and gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that has been a huge part of what's kept me motivated down through whatever opposition has come our way to keep doing this and keep offering it. So for those physicians that might be interested, just bear in mind that the first thing I'll do before I talk about training will be to tell you how to do a coffee enema.
Yeah, it will put you on the protocol. You will walk the walk.
Absolutely.
You will lay on your side. You will and you will benefit greatly. And I think that's, again, another testament to Dr. Nick and yourself that you're living these programs, and it isn't a matter of do as I say, not as I do. And I think that ultimately there are so many healers who maybe are trying to do things for the right reasons but are neglecting themselves to a great degree, and you look at them and you say, wait a sec, why aren't you doing that? Well, if you're going to plug into what Dr. Linda Isaacs is continuing here, Dr. Nick Gonzalez's work, you're going to see someone who's actually living what they're teaching. And Dr. Isaacs, you know, you have an open door anytime you want to communicate anything. We love you dearly, as we love Dr. Nick and Mary Beth. If you're listening, you know, the whole family has touched the lives of millions around the world and will continue to do that to bring that healing back where it belongs.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, for your support. And it was so incredible of you to come to the funeral. We really appreciated you being there.
I could not be there. And God bless you, Dr. Linda Isaacs, Mary Beth, all y'all listening out there that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. We appreciate you. And we're here to do this. Why? Just to remind you that the power to heal is truly yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.